Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
Story Jumpers, welcome to another episode of your favorite storytelling podcast. Are you ready to hear a great story? Of course. That's why you're a Story Jumper. It's a special birthday for a special baby. Join Mary and Joseph, angels, shepherds, sheep, and various stable creatures as they celebrate the birthday of a very special baby in this rhyming counting book for little readers and their families. Enjoy this reading of Happy Birthday, Christmas Child by Laura Sassy.
Happy Birthday, Christmas Child, a counting nativity book. Written by Laura Sassy, that's me. Illustrated by Gabby Murphy and published by Paraclete Press. One stable on a busy hill with only ox and donkey till. Tap, tap. Hello? Two heads appear. The inn is full. Can we stay here? Yes, of course, squeak three small mice. It's rustic, but the view is nice. As Mary walks across the straw, she's filled with happy thanks and awe. Joseph, too, is feeling blessed and grabs four bales so they can rest. While Mary lights five lantern wicks, the baby in her belly kicks, reminding her she'll soon give birth to the savior of the earth. Six spiders dangle overhead as Joseph sets out figs and bread. And as they eat and watch the moon, the baby moves. He'll be here soon. While Mary and Joseph bide their time, seven eager shepherds climb up to fields with sheep in tow where all is calm and still. Then lo, eight angels fill the sky with light and sing, "Good news! This holy night to you is born God's precious son. You'll find him in the manger. Run! Nine stars shine bright. The shepherds see a babe so small, they know it's he." As Mary counts 10 tiny toes, all feel the love that overflows. Each prays the newborn meek and mild. Happy birthday, Christmas child.
Story Jumpers! Wasn't that a wonderful way to celebrate the Christmas season? I'm so happy that we found another way to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and with such beautiful illustrations. Someone who's here to talk to us about the book is the author, Laura Sassy. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. So excited to be here and excited for Christmas.
Well, I am excited too. Christmas is one of my all-time favorite holidays. And, you know, your book makes it even more special this year because it's this simple way of telling the nativity story and also slowing down to recognize, you know, the importance of that story in our lives and then also all of the blessings that surround us at this holiday season. So, Laura, what was your favorite Christmas activity growing up?
I have lots of favorite activities, but one that sort of I thought of when I was writing this story, when I was in third grade, I was at a Christian school overseas, and the teacher had a candle at Christmas time for the whole month of December. It was numbered. And every day, one of the students got to go and stand at the candle and read a passage from the Bible and then light the candle until it went down to the next number. And that was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. And I just loved, for me, it was like it made Christmas extra special to be counting down to it in that way. and counting is part of this story. And I always remember that class that I was thinking of when I was writing the story.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. I've never seen a candle that does that. That would be a really cool candle to find in the store this year.
So very hard to find in the store, but I found a craft that I'm going to try where you can make it. But
oh, neat. Okay.
I haven't done it yet. Okay. I'm a little late for this year, but well, maybe we'll count down.
Send us a picture if you get yours done. That'll be really cool to see. Did you say that you were overseas when you were younger?
Yes. I lived in, well, I was born overseas. I was born in Spain, and then my family, they're American, so we came back to the U.S., and then when I was in third grade, we moved to Paris, France, and I lived with my family there for 4 years, and then we came back to the States. So I still speak French, and you know what? In French, almost everything rhymes, so I wonder if part of my love of rhyme is from that.
That might be the case. That could absolutely be the case. Hey, I know there's another children's book, Madeleine, right?
Yes.
Isn't Madeleine, doesn't that take place in France?
It sure does. It's set in Paris. It was one of my favorite books when I was a kid.
There you go. Very cool. So can you tell us a little bit more about Happy Birthday, Christmas Child, and what the story behind the creation of the book was?
Okay. Well, kids, I think, are often interested to learn that almost every story you read and enjoy with your family, the author, there was some spark, something that prompted the author to write that story. And there were different things that prompted me to write this story. And one, I have a favorite, remember I was talking about that candle with reading verses? I have a favorite Christmas verse, and it's from Luke chapter 2, verse 19. And this is how it goes. It says, "But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart." And she was, this is right in the middle of when Jesus was born and the shepherds were coming and the angels were singing. And she, it says she pondered them up. She treasured them. And that was just such a beautiful image to me. So that was one of the sparks. And also, I'm a mom and my kids are grown up now. But when they were little, it was very hard to ponder and treasure up Christmas because we were just so, so busy and there was so much excitement. So I thought, taking that verse and remembering how hard it was to slow down and ponder, I thought, gosh, I'd like to write a Christmas book for littlest ones and the people who care for them and love them that would help them to maybe slow down. And kids love counting. My kids did. And so I thought, well, gosh, how about a counting book where you have to slow down and count the different things along the way? And there's some kind of fun things along the way in this story, like spiders, for one thing, and mice.
You never expect spiders to pop up at Christmas, but there they were.
And throughout it all, Mary and Joseph are waiting. Baby Jesus isn't born until the very end of the story. So it really is about waiting and looking forward to Jesus's birthday.
Yeah, it's a neat way to do that. And it's a neat way, like you say, to slow down. I agree. Our family gets very busy. Things at our church get very busy. Things in our school get very busy. And it's difficult to appreciate all the beauty in the decorations and in the gifts that you give and receive, and even especially at church, to just kind of slow down and remember the big importance of this holiday, the fact that this is when Jesus came to live on earth among us. And, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So it should be taking time to stop and rest and think about. So thinking about Christmas, one of the neat things that we always did at home was set up a nativity scene or a creche. And I wonder, did you in your home as a child set up a nativity scene of any kind?
Yes, we had a very fancy one that was from one of my parents. I think it was from Spain. It was very fancy. We weren't really allowed to touch it.
Right.
But I do remember it. But with my own kids, we got a plastic one.
Yeah.
And from the very beginning, they were allowed to touch it and to, just like you do in this story, to look at all the different items. And they played with it. Baby Jesus got lost quite a few times, but
on the way to the manger. That's great.
But I think that's a wonderful way, like in tandem with the book and with other Christmas books as well. It could be something that you do, that you're doing now throughout the Christmas season, and it's never too late. You can start on any date in December, but take out a Christmas book that is about Jesus and enjoy it together. And then maybe go and see if you can find an ornament on your tree that helps to tell the Christmas story. Or I bet people still get cards in the mail. A lot of them just have family pictures, but we still get some that are more traditional. See if you can find a card that has the nativity on it and point to and count and marvel at all the things you see on those cards.
Yeah.
So many ways to do it.
Yes, absolutely. Do you still set up a nativity scene at your house?
Oh, I do, because I just love them. And I take them to school. I take it with me to school visits. So.
Oh, excellent. Good.
And the kids love it. So, oh, yeah. And you know what? We take out all our Christmas books. And my kids are 22 and 18. But we still enjoy them. So we take them out at Christmas. And it's part of Christmas, enjoying all those stories and the nativity and all the ornaments and all of it.
Yeah. There's something else I remember from childhood, and that was in church or even in school, they would often do a Christmas play. And some of the times these Christmas plays were set, you know, the main scene set right there at the nativity, at the birth of Christ. And I wonder, were you ever in the nativity or a Christmas play as a child?
I always wanted to be, but no, I was never in one. But my kids were in one. My son was the donkey one year.
Oh, there you go.
Not the role you might aspire to. Right. And my daughter was the angel.
Oh, a leading role.
Yeah, well, she cried. It was memorable.
There are always fun moments in those family or church or school plays, aren't there?
So. There are. But I just remembered something. Even though I was never in an official nativity, your question sparked a memory. So maybe there'll be a picture book here. But when we were little, I remember dressing my dad up. And we made him put his bathrobe on. We were really little, like 6 and 3. And we put a towel on his head, and he was Joseph.
Okay.
And then I was Mary.
Uh-huh.
And my little sister was the angel.
Oh.
And then I think my teddy bear was baby Jesus. And we did our own play.
That's great. That's really great. That's cool. That is a good memory.
Yeah. So, it was pre, you know, that we didn't, no one took pictures or videos back then. So
no,
it's just a memory in my head.
And had to remember it. Exactly.
That's right.
Yep. Yep. What are some ways, you know, aside from your book, which does help us to slow down and ponder the birth of Christ and think about all the things that go along with the holiday, what are some ways that you would recommend that we all take time and slow down to think about Jesus and think about the birth at Christmas time? What are some other ways that you can recommend that for us?
Well, I'm going to give like a two-pronged answer. So the first prong is for the parents. Like, we as the grown-ups, we need to slow down ourselves. And I think one of the most fulfilling ways to do that is what I like to do. Wake up a little early on each morning during the Christmas season. Put the lights on your tree, sit down with your Bible, and just read a verse or two and pray and give thanks. I think that's a wonderful way to slow down. And then once you've fed yourself in that way, I mean, that can overflow into something you do with your kids later that day. It can be sharing a Bible verse at the dinner table or reading a nativity story together. Or my kids, when my daughter was little, we used to like to go and look for, you know, there are all those inflatables and light up Christmas like yard things. Well, every once in a while you come to one that's like the nativity. So we would go and look for those and count them. And so it's just like little things that none of them take up that much time, but they're just, it's an intentional way of just kind of slowing down. Those would be my recommendations.
Very cool. I like those recommendations a lot, especially sitting there in front of the Christmas tree, just with the lights. It just really is peaceful. And it's a good time to reflect on all the blessings from the entire year, you know, just to think about
Absolutely.
All that God has done for us and given us. Now, families and churches and even communities can order this book and enjoy it together. And when they do, if they visit the website anyway, they'll see a birthday party kit that you've made available. What is in the birthday party kit?
Oh, this was so much fun to create. The publisher asked me to create it. It's ideas for having a birthday party for Jesus, where you slow down and count. It has different games, different counting games, and there's little muffin toppers so you can decorate little cupcakes, and it's full of ideas. And then it's not just that, though. There's also coloring pages, and because it's a counting book, there's also number sheets where little ones can practice their numbers. But yeah, and if any of you use the party plan, please let me know. I'd love to know. You could tag me somewhere and just say, hey, we used the party plan. So.
Oh, I think it's great. It's a good way to celebrate, you know, Jesus's birthday, just to have a little birthday party. And, you know, that would be great fun. Now, Laura, you've been on Story Jumpers before, and I'm so glad that you brought this book to share with us. Can you remind the Story Jumpers of a couple of your other books that you've got available and what they're about?
Oh, sure. So I've previously shared on Story Jumpers one of my favorite books about a little owl who wants to spread kindness, and he wants to get his Grammy a gift. It's called Love is Kind. He discovers that love comes in all sorts of forms and can be shared in different ways. Even though he doesn't get Grammy the chocolates, he discovers a better gift. He is the gift when he shows love and kindness. Bunny Finds Easter, when we're getting into springtime, you might enjoy Bunny Finds Easter. And then my first two books are called Goodnight Ark. That's a perennial bestseller, and Goodnight Manger, which is another take, a not as peaceful take on Christmas, because baby Jesus is crying in that one. And how are they going to get him to sleep?
Yeah.
And then I have a retelling of the parable of the lost sheep called Little You, which I shared on Story Jumpers. I bet your readers could find it in your archive of stories to listen to.
Well, we always enjoy your stories. They're a lot of fun. The illustrations that you work with illustrators from all over, and they do such a great job bringing your words to life. I just hope that more Story Jumpers discover your stories and enjoy them. They share them with their brothers and their sisters and even their friends. So, Laura, if you come up with another great story, will you please share it with the Story Jumpers?
Well, I actually have two more books coming out next year. So your readers can be looking for it's called My Tender Heart Bible. It's a collection of 12 rhyming beloved Bible stories with a tender heart moment for each, where you can say a prayer and do a little something special. And then there'll be a prayer book coming after that. So lots of good things on the horizon.
Wonderful. So great, Laura. We look forward to having you back again real soon.
All right. I would love that.
Parents, written by best-selling author Laura Sassy and illustrated by Gabby Murphy, Happy Birthday, Christmas Child celebrates the warmth, wonder, and excitement of the night Jesus was born. Written in gentle rhyme with bright illustrations and lots of things for little ones to notice and count, it's sure to be a Christmas favorite. Laura Sassy has a passion for telling stories in prose and rhyme. She's the author of multiple books for young children, including the best-selling Goodnight Ark, Love is Kind, Little You, and Bunny Finds Easter. Her new counting board book is out now, and she's looking forward to the release of My Tender Heart Bible and My Tender Heart Prayer Book. You can find the book at happybirthdaychristmaschild.com or on amazon.com.